Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kinda Funny First Impressions. I'm one of your hosts, Blessing Adioye Jr., and joining me is Imran the Don Khan. Imran, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty excited about this First Impressions because we're going to be playing some Neo 2.
We are.
Yeah, of course. If you didn't know, this is Kinda Funny First Impressions, where we take a look at the new games we're playing. You can access it live right here on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames or later on youtube.com/kindafunnygames, along with podcast services around the globe. We're not going to do this thing.
Oh, so get ready for the knock. It's like, oh,
yeah.
Wait, no.
Yeah, no, this isn't Games Daily. This is First Impressions. Mm-hmm. So for housekeeping, I just want to let you guys know we have a new feed. I know we've talked about that before, but I don't think we've talked about it on... Actually, no, we might have talked about it on the Final Fantasy VII First Impressions. But as a reminder, this show has its own podcast feed, so no more are we clogging the Gamescast feed. You can go search Kinda Funny First Impressions on whatever podcast service you choose, you like to listen to, and then find us there so you can listen to audio if you don't want to watch video. But you should watch video because we're, of course, playing games as we're talking about them. Today we're playing Neo 2 for the PS4. Imran, you've been playing quite a bit of Neo 2, as I understand it.
I would say I'm about 20 hours in.
20 hours?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. How far does it feel like you are in the game?
So I don't know how many regions there are. We're not up on the gameplay screen yet, but like, I think this... Okay.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, we are. So, like, this game, I think, stretches across the entirety of Japan. I've only been to two regions.
Oh.
So, I don't... Honestly, I've been doing, like, every single submission.
Okay.
So, in terms of main missions, not actually that far, but in terms of, like, level, I'm, like, level 60.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that seems... I mean, I don't know how level scales in this game, but 60 seems like a very high level.
Mm-hmm.
So, for people who don't know... Right, Neo 1 came out, and it was kind of like a Souls-y kind of game.
Yeah, it was trying to combine Souls and then Tecmo Koei Ninja Gaiden kind of thing.
Yeah, and so Neo 2 is pretty much the follow-up to that.
Yes, Neo 2 is 100% more of the same.
Okay.
But, like, enough quality of life differences that make it, overall a better product.
What's, like, the premise of the story and what's going on here?
Okay, so the premise of the story, we're going to start in the first level, but
okay. The
initial thing was there was a legend about a... giant that was killed by a villager, and the villager took that sword he had and like passed it on to his children. That child was eventually like her mother, or his or her mother was killed, and then that character is who you create at the beginning.
Okay.
And since you're part yokai, you go around killing like or saving people from like dangerous yokai through the world. So at the very first level is one of your first like, hey, I'm a yokai hunter. This place is infested with yokai. I'm gonna go fight them.
Okay. Sweet. Let's check out the first level.
Yeah. So yokai are just like...
Yokai are like ghosts.
Japanese demons and ghosts and stuff like that.
Yeah, they like possess different like things.
Yeah.
Like yokai watch.
Like yokai watch. Yeah.
Like there's a... Like from a more academic perspective, like yokai are... You can kind of see like a level of the mascot-ness of Japan.
Okay.
Starting and stuff like that. I'm just trying to put like faces to things that... You can't really explain yet, or abstract concepts.
What did you just do right there?
So that was just a finding a thing, like you see yellow spots, or like souls.
Yeah.
I'm going to pair a lot of things to souls, even though I played a little bit of Neo, and I played a decent bit of Neo too. I'll just say it's souls for a lot of things.
Yeah. Is people understand what souls are if they're coming to this Let's Play to watch Neo 2.
Yeah. So like you can search through things. And by the way, guys, this is not like a perfect setup in terms of like input lag and things like that.
Oh.
And also streaming it. No, and also streaming and talking is very difficult. Don't judge too hard, is all I'm saying.
And, like, remember, this is a punishing game.
Yeah.
I started playing Neo 2 because Greg sent me over the code, and I didn't get too far before. I was like, I might just go back to Bloodborne.
That is a Gaki. It's now fucking dead. But, yeah, Gaki are weird. So, like, they're just tiny little jobber enemies, basically.
Okay.
But... everything in this game can kill you easily, even those things.
I love how this enemy looks.
Yes. This is one of the things I love about Neo 2 is no matter what level you are, no matter how strong you are, if you're when you're in a stage, there's a thing that could probably kill you. This thing, this is level 1, so I'm not... this is the first stage, so I'm not too worried about this. I can kill it if I want to.
Yeah, I saw this thing walking around, and I was like, I'm not touching this guy, because he looks like he'll murder the mess out of me. Like, look at him.
I've basically built my character out as a ninja. That means that I can't really take much of a hit, but I can dodge like crazy.
Oh, wow.
That red attack he did is a new thing for Nioh 2. It is a burst attack. What that does is that is an attack that more or less can't be blocked, but you have to use your like demon power to like do a counterattack.
Okay.
If you don't do that, he'll recover a ton of stamina. Most of this game is about breaking their stamina meter to let them like to let you get a grapple attack in.
Is that kind of like how Sekiro does it? Isn't Sekiro about like breaking down I forget what it's called. Like the stance or whatever. You're breaking it down so that you can get an attack in. Similar somewhat situation here.
So I have a weapon that's a demon weapon. So it occasionally will talk to me once I use it a lot. Mm. So that was what that was just happening.
That's cool.
This one particular is from a yokai that is masquerades as an old lady. So that's why it's like talking about how things are so young and tender. Because it likes to kill people.
Now, are you right now where you're at in the game? Mm-hmm. Since this is the beginning portion of the game, are you like lower leveled now? Like, or are you bringing your high level?
I'm a high level.
Gotcha.
I would not have been able to be.
Okay,
that
that's
thing.
What I was gonna ask. I was like, or would you have been able to face that guy if you came through level one or whatever?
I mean, technically, you could fight him. It's just you would die in one hit.
Yeah, you would probably die.
I was able to like tank one of his stronger hits because I am level 60, so I'm way further in this game than I think I should be.
Gotcha.
And granted, this is because we're streaming and I'm talking and playing a Souls. When I normally play a Souls game, I play like very slowly inching forward.
Yeah, though that's how I play Bloodborne. Where it's the first time really where like I'm walking all the time instead of like running because we all know how analog sticks work, right? You press analog all the way, you start sprinting. I am just inching forward my analog stick wherever I'm walking in Bloodborne because I'm waiting for the moment where something like pops out or jumps up or tries to swing at me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like every inching forward matters.
So these are revenants. These are people who died in this area. And Souls has that kind of thing too, of like shows you how people died.
Mm-hmm.
This tells you like, so it says cut down by Enki, which is the enemy that's in that little silhouette over there.
Yeah.
That means if I see a bunch of these are in this area, I know this enemy's probably pretty tough, and I know what I'm kind of looking forward to.
I like the amount of information they give you.
I can fight this guy, too, if I want to, like an AI-controlled version of this guy.
Oh.
And I will earn basically the summoning currency from him.
Mm-hmm.
They're tough. I've done it a couple of times. They're very difficult to fight.
This is Enki right here.
This is Enki, who is a monkey with a spear.
I love it.
Enki has killed me before I started, like, really understanding this game. He killed me a lot.
Jeez.
So the key to Enki is to just get in there and combo as much as possible. And this game's, like, core thing. And I say core, I'm going to say something else. But this core thing is relentless offense until you absolutely can't and then come back.
Mm-hmm.
Never drain your full stamina bar, but otherwise, you would need to go in on everything.
Yeah. You gotta go hard or go home.
Yeah.
Because I forgot to say this earlier, Nioh 2 is releasing today as of the time we're recording this, March 13th. Developed by Team Ninja, published by Koei Tecmo in Japan, and then by Sony Interactive Entertainment worldwide. So right now it's a PS4 exclusive.
Yeah, Sony got behind these games in a really big way. I remember, like, the first Nioh was announced a PS3 game originally.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was like 2007 or something.
Really?
It was a long time ago. And then like 2014, I think it was a TGS, but it was something that brought it back.
So it would have been Nioh 1 would have been announced before Dark Souls, before Dark Souls, but before Demon Souls too, right?
Maybe I had the timing on that completely wrong, but
because Demon Souls was like 2000.
I want to say it was a PS3 game.
Yeah, Demon Souls came out in February 2009.
But yeah, I don't remember exactly what year this was announced, but it was a long time ago.
Very
and when they brought it back, it was a really sudden surprise.
Gotcha.
So the second biggest part of the game, and again, this is a very Souls thing, is that if you're fighting more than one guy at once, then you have a huge problem.
Oh, okay.
And like a level I had to quit fairly recently, and granted, level 60, I'm not like in a position where I'm quitting levels very often,
mm-hmm.
but it was a level where they just throw multiple enemies at you in an arena kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And each one is like two enemies at a time. And just it's literally just two enemies at a time. And it is nearly impossible.
Really? How do you feel like this differs from the Souls games in terms of mechanics? Granted, I'm like most familiar with Bloodborne mm-hmm. at this point, so in those terms, probably easier to explain it to me. But in general terms, like, what makes Neo unique from the pack?
So it's honestly just a lot faster.
Okay.
Like,
would you say it's the fastest in terms of, like, the Souls games?
In terms of the Souls games, I honestly think Bloodborne is a pretty good comparison. Mm-hmm. Like, you tend to go in a lot harder than Bloodborne, and Bloodborne is about taking your swipes and coming out.
Like, okay.
And also, you know, getting your blood back when you need to and things like that. But, like, that's a situation you probably just couldn't have in Souls. Like, that right there.
Do you feel like this isn't as fast as Sekiro, then? Because Sekiro, I would say, is way faster than Bloodborne.
I'd say Sekiro, because you can't make builds in Sekiro. You can just kind of, like, go with the way the game is designed.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you can make a build that is faster than Sekiro. You could also make a completely tanky build if you wanted to.
Oh, okay.
And I did not do that. I kind of wish I did with that last, that last level I got stuck at.
Mm-hmm. So really, this game is way more about choosing how you play.
It's not necessarily more about that than Dark Souls, but, like, you can choose to be faster than you would be in Dark Souls.
Gotcha. So this is like a village you're clearing out here?
It's a village that was taken over by bandits.
Okay.
So this takes place during the Japanese feudal era, where Nobunaga Oda has not quite taken over yet. And Nobunaga Oda, if you have any semblance of Japanese history from video games, is either the best person ever or a warlord demon thing.
Uh-huh.
This game, he's the best person ever.
Okay.
But you're basically going through the Japanese feudal era, and the excuse of why there are so many demons around is because there's so much warring happening.
There's so much what now?
War.
War, okay. Yeah. So you'll die and become demons, essentially?
Pretty much. And we're going to go through one of our actually favorite parts of the game after this level. Ooh, that guy hit me actually pretty hard. So when you get hit, you lose stamina.
Uh-huh. Lose stamina?
Yes.
Jesus
Which
Christ.
Is one of the big differences between this and Souls.
Uh-huh.
Like, guarding or not, you will lose stamina when you get hit. Which means that you can get nailed and then just be open to attack. The entire game can change in, like, a frame. And that's true of both you and the enemy. So if the enemy has messed something up, you can take advantage really easily. If you mess something up, they will kill you very fast.
So when you damage enemies, they're also losing out on stamina, it looks
yes.
like?
Yes.
Oh.
So certain weapons have different stamina-breaking capabilities. My dual swords, which are meant to just, like, combo like hell, do not have that many.
Mm.
But if I use the spear, for example... Hold on. This section has some guys... Oop, did not mean to wake him up. Okay.
I was going to say, that guy came out of nowhere.
If you get too close to those silhouette areas, they will just spawn.
Oh, that's how they awaken.
So, like, I am on low stance. So this game also has three stances. Low, high, and mid. And depending on what you want to... It gets really complicated at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what you want, you can adjust those stances mid-battle, like, even mid-combo, honestly. I just want to poke this guy, so for me, that moveset is the mid-stance. Also, since you're part yokai, what you can do is you can absorb yokai's souls.
Uh-huh.
And those give you certain attacks. Let's go find the next guy. I don't want to waste this.
So there's, at a certain point, you, like, turn into a yokai, right?
Yes.
Because I remember when I first booted up the game, I got to, like, customize different versions of my character who, like, look awesome because they have, like, long hair and, like, they're ghostly because they're yokai. So is this your yokai form here?
So this is a hold R2, which means I can do yokai things.
Okay.
I can do a parry with that thing, which is the form I've chosen right now.
Mm-hmm.
I can do certain attacks. And those use that purple bar.
Is this new to Neo 2?
Yes.
Okay.
In Neo 1, you were an Irishman who's actually based on a historical Englishman named William. This one, you're not any set character. You are Hide.
Okay.
But you can be whoever you want in terms of, like, character creation. Uh-oh.
Oh. Oh.
So that's kind of what happens when you get hit by one of those red burst attacks. If you're on level with the enemy usually, that's going to kill you. Let's heal, because I don't feel super comfortable walking in there. And, like, a lot of this game is just figuring out, like, situations like that, I just kind of rushed in. Mm-hmm. But the first time I came through here, I had to very slowly pick everyone off. With, like, arrows and stones and just trying to figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, that's like similar to something like Bloodborne, where you come back to a lower layer. Like, I go back to the to Central Yharnam, down where all the villagers are at with like all their pitchforks and stuff, and mm-hmm. I just go through and I just clean them out now.
Which is why I think, honestly, like the first parade, or not parade, but like the wagon hunt part of Bloodborne is the hardest part of that game.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Andy's telling us to get closer.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm just trying to be healthy. These are dire times.
All right. That good, Andy?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so this is a yokai zone, where yokai are stronger in here, and I am weaker, and my stamina does not refill nearly as fast. So I have to be very careful in this area. You can dispel this zone by killing the yokai that's expelling it, like that's causing it. But they're usually hidden deep in and not always obvious where they are.
Gotcha.
And the yokai that's causing it is also usually faster. I also have a cat with me now.
I was going to say, where'd that thing come from?
I pet it earlier, and now it's joining me.
Oh, so it's like, it also applies damage. Okay.
Yeah. So when it's in the yokai zone, it becomes like puffed up like a pufferfish.
Uh-huh. Wait, has it always been around?
No, it was only in the last couple of last minute or so.
Oh, okay.
It'll disappear in a little bit. It's just a cool thing. That's
pretty cool.
When they give me a cat, I know something is big shit's about to go down. This is another Enki, but let's shoot him with an arrow first.
It's good, Enki. Oh, damn, your cat's really, like, going in there.
Actually, I should not be using this weapon on him.
Where would you place this difficulty-wise in terms of, like, the other Souls games and Sekiro and stuff?
So, I'm good at Souls games. I'm good at, like, Ninja Gaiden. I'm not good at Neo.
Okay. Is it just because the playstyle's different? Or
yes,
is it just, like,
that's
a
lot
beast?
Of it. Like, to get good at Neo, you can't treat it like any other game. And that's a problem because I want to treat it like both Ninja Gaiden and Souls.
What's, like, more so the focus in the fighting style? Is it because I know, like, for Dark Souls, it's a lot of, like, dodging. Or, like, Bloodborne is, like, a lot of dodging. Sekiro is a lot of countering.
Yeah.
Is it what's different about Neo that makes it different?
Part of it is just, like, the game wants you to go in relentlessly.
More offensive?
Yeah. I'm going to die this thing. Holy shit. Okay. Hold on. Let me...
Yeah. Do your thing. Show him his boss.
And that's part of the thing, too, is, like, sometimes you'll just get screwed by, like, them dodging remarkably well.
Mm-hmm.
This time I was able to get him.
Yeah. Kevin, me, you... Neo 2, stream. We can make it happen, dude. People would love to see it. Me and you just struggle for an hour. Make it a series.
One of the things we were talking about earlier in the year was like Bloodborne streams. And I think like one of the logic behind not doing that was like, yeah, it's going to be really hard to stream that game for the first time. Because
I'm just going to be struggling.
Mm-hmm.
But like Andy's been streaming Bloodborne. I think it's been pretty successful for him.
Yeah, well, Andy's apparently like a god gamer.
Yeah, and Andy just has the natural hands.
Yeah.
Where he's just like killing it. Beat Father Gascoigne on his first try. I don't know if that's true. But he beat
a number of bosses
on
his first try.
Yeah, he beat a few bosses on his first try, which I'm jealous of. It took me like 2 tries to beat Cleric Beast. It took me maybe like 10 tries to beat Father Gascoigne. I beat, what's her name? Vicar Amelia in like, I want to say 4 tries, and so I feel like I'm pretty decent. But Andy somehow is like a god level.
Yeah, I can't remember at this point what bosses I ever beat my first try, but I remember if I got it in like 3 or 4 tries, I felt happy.
Yeah.
There was a boss in this game. I want to say like the 3rd or 4th boss that took me at least 2.5 to 3 hours. And that maybe just like my build wasn't set for good setup for that. So bosses will do this. They will start up Yokai Realm stuff.
Oh.
But in the Yokai Realm, they are way stronger.
Uh-huh.
And have different moves. So like you want to ideally get them out of there as quickly as possible, which is by busting up their stamina.
Is this like a phase kind of thing? Or is this just like whenever he wanted to, he just starts the...
He will do it whenever he runs out of stamina or when he hits certain threats, health threshold.
Okay. Hey, this Mizuki guy really wants to kill you.
I'm going to set some Caltrops and see if that helps. do not think it will. Nope, because he's just standing there. All right. And...
Oh, yep, there he goes.
And that's what I can counter. And nice. I still took some damage, but he took a lot more.
Nice. That's right. We stand a king.
Keep in mind, that was a level one area.
I mean, still, we stand a king. A level 60 king.
That is Tokichiro, who is your main partner and basically mouthpiece to this game.
How many, like, how many characters are there? Like, is it, does it feel like there's more of a story going on?
There's definitely more of a story, but the fact that your character is silent is hilarious.
Uh-huh.
Because there'll be, like, big personal revelations in this game that they just stay silent for.
Really?
It's like, oh, well, you're related to this character. It's like, really? That, okay? And your character's just like, okay.
That's funny. And it doesn't feel like they should be a silent protagonist. It's like one of those ones where it's like, man, these guys did not account for this.
It's one of those things where like you could have easily written this in a way that didn't make it that way, but whatever. I get it. Yeah, it's...
That's funny. They're like, right. You have a wife, you need to stand there like...
Yeah. Mm. All right, so we're going to try a further mission out. Let's do Vibrant Sanctum. But we're not going to do the full mission because the full mission... is both very long and also quite difficult.
Okay.
Like, this is the one with the boss I spent 2 or 3 hours on.
Gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha.
But this is one that also has, like, a fairly good share. But so usually, when you start a level, it's presented to you in a way of, like, here's the yokai path, here's the human path. Mm-hmm. And they will meet somewhere in the middle, and you will find, like, sections with both people in them.
Mm-hmm.
Usually not the same exact place, and they don't fight each other. But...
April 1556.
Yeah. It does, as far as I can tell, it does a pretty decent job of using real people. I'm no Japanese historical expert, but...
All right. What have been your thoughts so far as a game? Like, do you feel like they did, like, a pretty good job on this compared to Neo 1?
I think this is, like, what Neo 1 should have been, and I like Neo 1 Fly, and I just didn't play it that much.
Yeah.
But I definitely like this a lot more.
In what ways do you feel like Neo 1 should have been this?
Like, I didn't like Neo 1's main character. There was a bunch of quality of life things that didn't really... So Dark Souls prides itself in not explaining things. Mm-hmm. Neo 1 does not. Neo 1 will explain everything to you.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes you just, it's like too much information at once and you just come back to it. Mm-hmm. But it does a very good job of tutorializing you. You want to go humans or you want to go yokai?
Ooh. My brain says humans, my heart says yokai.
Let's go yokai.
Let's go yokai.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get spicy. Because yokai even, like, they look cooler.
They do. One's tossing shit at me. I don't want to waste an arrow on you, but... Ow!
This game isn't scary at all, is it?
There are parts where I think things are legit kind of scary.
Oh, okay.
The Yanemba enemies really freaked me out. Those are the old ladies I was talking about before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's one of my hang-ups with Bloodborne right now, is that, like, it's so terrifying to me. And I think I know a mixture of it, or part of it is the mixture of it being punishing, but then and it also like being very, like has a lot of spiders and snakes and things that just like creep me out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's partly why I wanted to start up Neo 2 is because I was like, oh, this probably can't be as scary as Bloodborne. But then I started playing, I was like, oh, this is kind of also difficult in a different way.
So by this point in the game, things are starting to do real fucking damage.
And how far would you say this is?
This is still the first region.
Okay.
I would say this is like the fourth main mission.
Oh, okay. It's not too far, but...
Yeah. So once you break stance, that's what happens, is you can start staggering them.
Gotcha.
And so you can just combo them forever.
That's kind of like the visceral...
Yeah. And then once if they're still standing up, you can actually do like a grapple damage thing to them.
Nick, what's up? You interested in Neo 2? Yeah, okay.
Interested in everything until I'm not.
I feel you.
It's the Nick Scarpino way. How's it looking so far?
I mean, it looks really cool to me.
Yeah.
But also, like, I don't know if I have it in me to put in like all the effort needed for a game like this. Because I'm already like married to Bloodborne right now. Which, both me and Andy are playing Bloodborne right now. It could be calling your name.
Do I need to get it on Bloodborne?
I think you should at least try.
All right.
I think it's worth trying.
Is there a, hey, this is the super easy, easy difficulty level?
No, there is no difficulty level.
How hard is it compared to, like, the medium level on Jedi Fallen Order?
Way harder. Okay. Way harder.
Well, then I'm not playing
it. Okay, well, fair. That's fair.
Plus, I'm also playing something else right now.
Yeah.
That we can't talk about.
I feel you.
But that's dope.
Or isn't it?
Who knows? We know.
Alright. So now I'm back on the human path. I skipped a couple of samurai and a ninja by going this way.
Who's this guy with the two axes?
That is
the
Shoya.
Oh, shoot.
He is a magician with bandit axes. You can actually make most of these builds, too. So, like,
really?
I could, if I wanted to, just do that. Hmm. Like, magic and axes.
Like... You said he had a name. We said Mashura?
The Shoya.
The Shoya.
Yeah.
Is there multiple of him, or is that like...
There's multiple of him. Like, when you get killed by an enemy, like I showed you those revenants before, it shows you exactly what did it.
Yeah.
It's like every attack has its own properties that are named. So let's see what this person is. They were killed by Seto Dosan. So that's not all that helpful and actually doesn't prove my point. Mm. But it'll say, like, impaled by Enki, or burned to death by the Shoya.
So, like, Enki and the Shoya, are these character classes, or are these their own characters with backstories?
These are character classes. There's very few characters with backstories.
Gotcha.
There's lesson one of Souls, is that if an enemy is just standing there, it's a fucking trap.
Mm-hmm.
These are aberrant soldiers, which are soldiers that were turned into Oni by Spirit Stones, which are the soul equivalent of this game.
I like the numbers popping out of the enemies. Oh. Makes it very, very action RPG.
So one thing we didn't talk about is one of the main mechanics of this game is the ki pulse. So you've played Bloodborne, you know you do attacks and stamina drains. You can see it on the screen there.
Yeah.
If you're doing a combo, you can see it start to slowly fill up with white.
Yes.
If you press R1 before it fills up completely with the right timing, you regain that stamina there.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so...
I like that.
It's not only cool, it's necessary, pretty much, because, like, otherwise you were just going to, like, back
just
off and then going to regain
tired.
All the stamina. Mm. And then you're basically making no headway. It also... There's these black pools on the ground occasionally. Oh, is he still there? Fuck. Oh, that's what happened. So you see black pools on the ground, and though being inside those will what's the word? Will drain your stamina faster or cause key recovery to be a lot slower.
Mm-hmm.
If you do a key pulse on top of them, you can dispel them immediately. So basically, it's so like as the enemy is giving you area denial, you're also giving them area denial.
Gotcha. Right? Dude, he killed the mess out of him. He's not going to be in Rush Hour 3. You remember that blooper, Kevin? The end of Rush Hour 2? That's like my favorite blooper of all time.
Did I ever tell you the story of like the Rush Hour 4 thing?
No.
So I don't know.
Rush Hour 4 never came out, right?
No.
Okay.
A friend of mine who would be in a position to know about this.
Mm-hmm. It was Chris Tucker.
Once told me a story about Lego Ninjago where... The original ending to that movie was that it cuts to the end when it's Jackie Chan tied up telling all these characters, or these other people who are the voices of characters in Lego Ninjago,
uh-huh.
a story. And they're like, what was the point of that? And Jackie Chan says, to delay you. Then Chris Tucker comes in and it says Rush Hour 4 at the end.
What?
Yeah. That was the original ending to Lego Ninjago.
To but reveal Rush Hour 4?
Wasn't a
or
reveal.
Was it
just a
bit? Oh, okay.
And that's why they cut it, because it was like, oh, this isn't going to play well because we're not actually doing this movie.
Yeah. That's funny. That'd be hilarious if they actually did that. Very confusing also, because yes. I would have been in the theater like, bro, is this movie coming? Because that would have been the greatest movie reveal of all time. But yeah, the first time I remember watching the Rush Hour 2 bloopers, and they did the thing where, like, spoilers for the bloopers of Rush Hour 2, and spoilers for Rush Hour 2, where a guy, like, falls out of a building, I think falls onto a car, and then dies, and in the bloopers, Chris Tucker, like, looks down from the window and is like, He's not going to be in Rush Hour 3. I laughed forever about that. And I still, every time I think about it, I still find it funny. Like, that's my favorite joke of all time.
Rush Hour 3 was the one with the brother, right?
Oh, I couldn't even. Rush Hour 3, I feel like, took place in maybe like a casino for a certain amount of scene. I don't know if I've watched Rush Hour 3. Like, that's where I'm at. Like, I've watched Rush Hour 2 a crazy amount of times, and I remember Rush Hour 3 coming out and it being in theater, but I have no idea if I've actually seen
it. If I'm remembering correctly, Rush Hour 3, they go to Hong Kong because the little girl in Rush Hour 1 is being kidnapped.
Okay.
I think.
If you started telling me specific scenes from Rush Hour 3,
she's no longer a little girl. She's like 18. I remember there's a scene where not like a sexual.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, like, she's like a grown young woman.
Mm-hmm.
I
thought the scene you're about to describe was gonna be Chris Tucker on some problematic shit.
That I could,
because that sounds like something they would do in Rush Hour 3.
Yeah. So one of the quality of life things I like about this game is that you could just ignore loot that you don't want. Mm-hmm. You can have it only notify you when you pick up loot over a certain rarity level, or have it just auto pick up loot over a certain rarity level, or not at all. So I could just be like, well, I don't want any commons because they're filling up my warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't bother with them.
Nice. It's my item management.
Oh, shit. This is also one of those ways where, like, the game tries to get you. Because, like, look at this. This initially doesn't seem that bad. All you see is Enki walking forward. As you get closer, there's a soldier hiding behind that. There's a Gaki standing right there.
Yeah. Oh. I didn't even know you had a bow and arrow.
I also have.
Several times.
Listen, I don't pay attention to these games.
The hand cannon.
Whoa!
It's harder to get ammo for that, but it does a fuck ton more damage.
Yo, that was tight. Kevin, you see that shit?
You see that move three times! How are you not? Yeah, it's really cool.
Oh, shit.
Listen, there's so much going on in these games that all I see are just pixels moving, and I just nod my head, and I'm like, yeah, that's a video game. You see that, Kevin?
Nah,
the enemy, Enki, over here, did like a belly flop. He like hopped up in the air and then smashed down
with his body.
It was tight. We've seen that already?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
All right, so that, I feel like, is most of this level. What we're going to do now is we're going to go to a level that I have not seen before.
Oh.
Which is going to be very different. To do that, you cannot leave these levels easily. You have to use an item specifically for it. Oh, I only have one left. Great.
People in chat are saying that Rush Hour 2 had the casino finale.
Good old chat.
Was I right?
No, you were wrong. You were saying that sounds like Rush Hour 3. And I was thinking that might have been Rush Hour 3. Turns out it was Rush Hour 2. I've seen Rush Hour 2 so many times, I could not tell you the plot to Rush Hour 2. Because I was so young while watching it. I remember the scene where they're on the street and, like, the cars are coming back and forth. And this is, like, towards the end. And I think Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan had to, like, go flat so that they don't get hit by the trucks or whatever.
I'm pretty sure it's Rush Hour 1.
Was that Rush Hour 1?
No, I'm just fucking around.
Oh. But yeah, I remember that, and then you're not gonna be on Rush Hour 3. Sorry, I don't know why that's so funny.
So I just finished this region with Nobunaga Oda.
Okay.
I don't know if there's gonna be spoilers for the next part, like, I've never seen it, so be aware.
Stay vigilant. We're getting deep in there. How far into the game would you say this is?
For me, it would be about 15 to 20.
So there's 15 to 20 hours into the game.
I don't know how many regions there are, but, like, it's Japan, so who knows?
Look like they're having a nice time.
Yeah,
this is a chat. If you have any questions about Neo 2, feel free to write them in.
Yeah,
and I'll relay them to Imran at this.
Because I'm going
to
be talking a lot less in the areas I've never seen before.
Because Imran's going to be in real gamer mode in
a
second.
If Imran is too busy to answer, I'll try my best.
Yeah.
It's like, Kevin, what's your favorite weapon in Neo 2?
Yeah, it's the fans. You know,
the fans. Yeah,
the metal ones. It's pretty cool.
The same.
There's a lot
of
weapons
from Mortal Kombat.
There's a lot of weapons in this game too. Like, there's a Kurosagama, which is like a sickle on a chain.
Do they have the ones that Cabal uses?
From Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what they're called, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't know.
I don't think they do, because those aren't like Japanese, are they?
I don't know.
Like the size?
No. They're like long. long and they hook back in?
Oh, I think they're just hooks.
Cabal, like, from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, sure.
Those aren't like blades. Those aren't like samurai weapons.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know. Neither are guns, or maybe they are. I'm not a history buff.
I don't know either. Did samurais use bow and arrows?
Yeah, yes. They definitely use bow and arrows.
Oh. I guess that does make sense. Yeah, now I think about it. Yeah, they definitely did use bow and arrows.
Oh, I think we're having the same thing we have at Kingdom Hearts, where it's just that picking up the dialogue sound.
Oh, we're not getting the dial. This happens every time. That's funny. Sorry, chat and video watchers, that the cutscene.
Read it to them. Read it to them.
Know your place.
Remember, don't make it racist.
Though. No, I didn't mean to like do the.
No. I didn't think you did. That didn't sound like that.
Okay,
like,
I was just trying to make it deep.
I was saying, remember,
we wanted to mix elements and be known as the Yoshi. Okay, it's going too fast.
Yoshi, you do.
Hondurinator from chat has a question. They say, what is the point of the stances besides special moves?
So certain enemies do better with certain stances. Like, for example, there's a dweller enemy that, like, it's a normal, like, standing bipedal human for most of it.
Mm-hmm.
You hit him once or twice and he goes into, like, a feral mode where he's, like, on the ground. And a mid stance is very hard to hit him. I mean, lower stance is a lot easier, but it does less damage. There's gotcha. Also, like, low stance, you can dodge better. Mm-hmm. Mid stance is better for blocking. High stance is good for very slow but powerful attacks.
Gotcha.
So depending on what you want to do, like there's a boss where I need to cut off his arms before I hit him, but the arms are not targetable.
Mm-hmm.
So
you got a trophy.
Yeah, I get hit a Yoshi. I had to just basically go high stance and like rush up to him and do a certain attack that hit vertically to hit those arms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of like learning what spell or what stances and what combos do what things. Different stances while different things in the skill tree.
Gotcha. Elephant writes in and says, do you still have to beat a level alone before co-oping?
No, you can co-op whenever you see. So AI co-op you can do whenever. People will leave their summon sides and just be on their thing. I've not actually tried out the in-person real multiplayer thing.
Mm-hmm.
Live multiplayer, I guess. Because it just, there wasn't only playing until today.
Gotcha.
So, I don't know.
That's a good point, yeah. Jay Chicago, I've kind of talked about this a little bit already, but they write in and ask, which game is harder, Neo 2 or Sekiro?
For me, Neo 2.
But that's Sekiro was different in terms of how it's played.
I was able to figure out Sekiro easier.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm in the Shadow region.
Does Sekiro have a thing where you fight, like, I think this might be specifically Bloodborne, but where if you attack, you get back some of your health during a certain period? Does Sekiro have that?
No.
Okay.
Bloodborne is the only one I know of that has it. So this is your hut. This is your, like, home area.
Oh.
You can, like, remodel it. You can add different visitations to your, like, various spirits. Here's a fucking kappa.
What the fuck is going on there? It's like a
I love it. I love it.
Then
I have a dog.
Fucked some sort of frog.
A good boy.
The dog I'm liking.
I like the dog.
Cyborg dog or something.
It's definitely a ghost dog. It's like a yokai dog.
And it was
hung?
What?
That's messed up. It had like a noose around its neck.
Oh.
That's what you meant. Okay.
I thought you said a big old dog dick.
The dog's got a big old dog.
No, that's in certain cultures they don't have leashes and collars. So
I think it's just a god thing.
It's a makeshift thing.
Oh, like it being a yokai and it being dead, I just assume like.
So here's my favorite part of the game. It's the yokai illustration section, which basically gives you information, like lore information about these things.
Okay. Oh, I love it.
And it's like.
That's really. And that's
pretty extensive.
Yeah, that's really
like,
long.
As you kill more, you get more things.
That's awesome.
What the hell is that thing?
That's the Ippon Datara.
Well,
I have not killed
this
enough.
This game is really cool.
And it shows you exactly how many you've done. So, like, my kill death ratio on this thing, pretty much even.
Mm-hmm.
There's some where it's. Like, look at Enki. I've killed 84. I've died 43 times to one of those.
Jesus.
Like, let's see.
This is really cool.
I don't want to spoil too much.
There's like a level of, like, in depth.
Yeah.
That I really appreciate. Like, the idea of you have to kill a certain number so you can learn more about them.
And, like, it does it for bosses as well. Like, you kill a boss. Let's see if I can find.
What's the name of that dude that has one eye?
Cyclops?
In Mortal Kombat, and the other one is red.
Kano? What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That
Kano.
Dog looks a little bit like Kano.
The dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying.
Like, it'll also give you, like, information about the Guardian Spirits.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
So, like, I like that. So, as someone who likes this kind of thing, I enjoy that. You can also change your appearance whenever you want.
Imran, I got a question.
Go for it.
As someone who hates reading, does it read it to you?
No.
Oh, fuck.
That stuff you have to actually read.
But, like, that was only, like, three paragraphs.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm out.
Let me head to
the... Three paragraphs is, like, a new story in KMPD. Yeah,
nah, man.
So, like, there's a dojo that shows you how to do things. I've not gone far enough the ninja path for it to open up the next ninja mission for me.
Mm-hmm.
Though that's kind of my spec, so hopefully it'll open up soon. I can go to the shrine, and I can, for example, I'm nearly up on stuff in my storehouse. So let's... Everything uncommon or below, in terms of weapons, let's sell. And it gives me items back and souls to actually use. So that's like, it's stuff like that. It's good quality of life stuff in this game that From Software would never fucking do.
Yeah. That's really awesome.
All right. We've spent enough time in menus. Let's actually go.
Yeah, let's put you to the test, Imran. Let's see if you got the juice. Also, if you have any more questions in chat, let me know. I'll relay them to Imran.
All right. I like stuff like this, too. Like, it gives you a decent amount of flavor text before a level loads.
Mm-hmm.
Also, loading fairly fast in this game.
Really?
Like, you're playing Bloodborne. Bloodborne at launch was fucking terrible.
I remember the tweets and posts from people during Bloodborne launch of it being like... I forget how long exactly. I was going to say 15 minutes, but it could not have been. That would have been
it was a good like 30 seconds to just go to the Hunter's Dream, which you have to do a lot.
Yeah, and like in Bloodborne, a game where you die a lot, or in any Souls game, games where you die a lot, right? To have longer load screens kind of sucks. Ooh, a cutscene.
Yeah. Again, no dialogue, but that's fine. They're just doing sword shit.
I'm like afraid to do any dialogue for the game because I don't want to come off as like racist.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
Yeah, I'm like, I might not even try because I don't want to accidentally.
Just do like a southern accent and you're fine.
Yeehaw.
Oh, maybe
that's
not.
Me too, Hide. With sure we can assume Dokuchira had been killed.
Oh, wow.
With that, we are rid of those who we misuse spirit stones. I'm from Georgia. I can do this. I feared he would use the stones to hasten and ruin our nation.
I feel like there's a little bit of Goofy from Kingdom Hearts in there.
Yeah.
Oh, Mickey, our job is done.
Please avenge my death. Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Somebody's asking, is there a terrible water level?
Not yet. There are water monsters. There's this motherfucker who is a half demon or half yokai. Mm-hmm. I am almost sure he's supposed to be
this
Jason
guy
Momoa.
He looks like...
Fuck, that looks painful as shit.
Yo, this game looks... The cutscenes look great.
I mean, it's Team Ninja who does good cutscenes. Like, Ninja Gaiden was pretty cool. I kind of hope they do a new Ninja Gaiden after this.
Ninja Gaiden was kind of cool? What's wrong with you?
Ninja Gaiden I didn't say kind of cool. Ninja Gaiden was really cool.
Really fucking cool.
What were we watching the other... Oh, it was Onimusha. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, like, a lot of things Tim said he wanted from a new Onimusha are that, like...
In here.
In this game, yeah.
Yeah, this would probably be a Tim-ass game if it was easier.
Yes. If it were in a Souls game. Because, like, stuff like stamina and stuff is something you didn't have to worry about in Ninja Gaiden.
Let's see here. Jasic7 says, can one cheese through bosses with summons like in the first game?
You can summon enemies, or summon people to come help you, but you can't really cheese them. Honestly, I found it harder with AI people. I've not had an actual person come into a boss battle with me.
Mm-hmm. Cam Jameson says, does the quality and depth of the content feel appropriate for a full price or full purchase, or is this a buy it on sale in a year ordeal?
If you liked Neo 1, then I say play this game, because it's more of that. If you didn't like Neo 1 or you're not a big Souls game guy, then you're not going to get much in this game.
Yeah, I feel like this is one of those games where you're like, you know if it's for you, right? Like, if you like these games, then and you're wanting another one right now.
Is this a ninja dog?
I think it's a ninja dog,
It's a dog with, like, armor.
Okay, he got a little flip-flapping in him. Oh, he's dead now. You killed the ninja dog.
That's exciting. Killing dogs in games always makes me sad.
Don't play Wolfenstein 1, then.
Oh, dude, shit. I played Wolfenstein... Youngblood that came out either last year or the year before last year, Time's an Enigma, and there's so many dogs that
yes.
like are strapped with explosives, and it very much upset me while playing the game, because I know like I'm fighting Nazis and Nazis like it's trying to make me hate Nazis more, but it's like, yo, I already hate Nazis at max.
They're probably Nazi dogs, you know.
Yeah, like the dogs themselves aren't Nazis. They're just like they're being used by the Nazis. It's I felt sad about it.
There was what was it? It was like it was either Wolfenstein 1 or Wolfenstein Old Blood that was they made a point to make you feel angry at the dogs because we're feeding like prisoners of war to them or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was the thing of like, oh no, yeah, those dogs are Nazis. It was that tone.
Dogs can be bad too.
There can be bad dogs.
So that dog no had such thing. All dogs dog go to kill. Heaven.
They do. Shit.
Except for the Nazi dogs.
Yeah, the Nazi dogs probably not going to heaven. But that's not their fault, though. Once again, that's the Nazi's fault. It's not the dog's
fault.
Sometimes
they choose that lifestyle.
Wow. The Nazis are like, bark yes for, or bark once for yes, bark twice for no. And yeah. The dogs are like, bark. I'm with you.
They're
those dogs
followers.
Are not going to heaven.
Just following rules.
Yeah, Elephant's with me in chat. He says, no bad dogs, only bad owners. That's why I'm saying.
I can't run. All right, so there's clearly a shortcut.
Looks like
I've always hated shortcuts letters in Neo because, like, look at this.
Yeah, like, you would
this
not
is
have...
reasonably tall as, like, you could sit on that bottom rung and still grab that thing.
Yeah. If I was in this game, I would be able to hop and grab that thing.
This looks like a trap.
Shoot something at it.
I feel like in these games, everything looks like a trap. Like, every corner, I'm like, somebody's behind that corner.
Okay. Maybe it's fine. All right. This is.
What's that?
I don't know. This is where that game gets scary. Or the game gets scary in general. Is I feel like there's a cat.
Oh, I love it.
What's wrong with its eyes?
I love it.
It's a demon cat, so it's fine.
Oh, okay, that makes a lot more sense.
I love it.
Oh, there's the Yanemba, which these are the ones that freak me out the most.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're like old ladies?
Yep. They pretend to be old ladies to get people close to them and then kill them.
Wow. Was that one hit?
Yeah.
Was your health already, like...
I think it was pretty low. I wasn't checking.
Gotcha. So that's wild if that's just a one-hit stab
Why
and you're done.
Why did the elephant pop out?
So the elephant is my current guardian spirit.
Okay.
You can choose which one you want. That one has lightning power, so I like it.
Oh, shit. Lightning power, tight.
I probably should replace it with the dog.
It's like Rey from Star Wars.
Oh, shit. Yeah. What? Oh, shit.
Or I guess the Emperor.
So the dog barked, I guess, and...
Oh, and called on its owner. Once again, only bad owners.
Oh, shit, now there's like three of them.
Oh.
Fuck. He says worst case scenario.
This is actually really bad.
You got it. We all believe you. The chat is rallying behind you.
Oh, okay. I thought it was another guy right there.
Yay, you did it.
Hey.
I've had like... When there's multiple enemies, they don't take it easy on you. They will do things from off screen that will just really fuck you up. Like, I had one yesterday where the Gaki we showed earlier was just there. It was just also in the battle, and I was fighting the bigger enemy to take before I took on the Gaki. It just grabbed me from off screen, and when it grabs you, it does a bite that will make it into an enemy that's 10 times tougher.
Oh. It's not good.
Yeah.
Guy just broke the light.
Yeah,
it was in his way, bro.
Yeah, but like,
they don't need light,
huh?
I mean, I think he's a regular dude, right? I feel like he needs light.
Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, was he trying to swing at you and then hit the light, or did he purposely?
He tried to swing at me and
okay.
Hit the light.
Because I was like, man, what game? That's like a layer of game design that I appreciate. And he was just like, yo, fuck this light, it's in my way. Boom.
Let me get my souls/Emerita, whatever they actually call it in this game, back first. And then I will go explore that lower area.
Yeah. Let's explore it.
Being a bat?
Kevin, how long have we been streaming, by the way?
49 minutes.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's that scary lady again. Can you shoot her with an arrow from here?
I can. It's not going to do that much damage.
I see. Are arrows hard to come by?
Not super. And you can exchange, like, money or divine rice, which you find in abundance in the game, for arrows. But you can't build an arrow build like you would in, say, Dark Souls.
J67 in chat here asks, do the bosses vary or are they all damage sponges?
They all take a decent amount of hit, like damage. I've never been able to kill one faster than like 5-6 minutes.
Oh, dang, okay.
So but I'm also not like a huge DPS build.
Mm-hmm.
I'm literally just avoid everything, and if I get hit, then that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. I can't see anything. Where are you? Show yourself. Waste of Bandwidth here asks, is there any weapon degradation?
Any weapon what now?
Degradation?
No.
Okay. No weapon degradation.
It's a loot game, so you'll find better loot. But there's no weapon degradation at all. So
are you finding new weapons? Like new like swords and stuff?
Yeah. All the time.
Nice.
Do you have a favorite?
Because you pick a weapon build at the very beginning of the game. Yeah. Are you then finding the same type of weapons for loot? Or is it like you start off with the two swords, then you can find a staff kind of deal?
You can find whatever. Like looking through just what I have on me. It's like axes, karasagamas.
Oh.
Like if I wanted to switch, I could. It's just that.
Does the game encourage you switching at all, or are you at the point where it's like, well, no, this is my build. I'm only going to upgrade the same weapon that I have.
So you can always just go back and do whatever. Like, start back at early levels and go get earn skills as you need to. Like, this is the skill tree, for example, is individual.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just the spear. Wow. All this stuff here.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
And
oh, shoot. Oh.
There's, like, magic, ninjutsu.
You turn into a log?
There's
a decoy thing.
There is a decoy attack.
Oh, that's
did
weird.
You say can he turn into a log?
Like a Naruto kind
of
thing.
Yeah, Naruto. You know where they do the ninjutsu and they decoy log?
I didn't watch much Naruto growing up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I missed out on the Naruto like wave.
There's a lot of episodes.
I know. That's why I've never gone back and watched it.
But yeah, there's definitely a decoy skill somewhere in here that will like when an enemy attacks you that doesn't like you can parry out of the way. And like emerge above them, but it's like you can just start back on whatever. And the way skills work, if I get to a temple at some point, I will show you that you can if I'm putting a bunch of money into or a bunch of points into skills,
mm-hmm.
it will not only work for dual blades, it'll work for dual hatchets as well. For example,
gotcha.
But also, as you get titles, it encourages you to get titles from everything. So I'm right now an expert dual swordsman, and I'm 277 humans away, or a number hundreds of humans away from getting a master dual swordsman.
Mm-hmm.
But like Axeman and Karasagama and all that stuff are here as well.
Mm-hmm.
What are the benefits of having that?
Glad you asked that. You can get basically stat upgrades from getting more titles.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So I can increase my ki, increase my equipment shot, ninjutsu power, lecture efficacy. And there's two sets. So basically there's like for hunting demons, for hunting humans.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it gives you basically two paths because you can decide which one you want to focus on really.
Gotcha.
And okay. Ideally I try to do both. I try to clear everything out.
Is there any like reason why you would want to say like put
focus
all your points
one?
In it? Yeah, focus on one. Because no. It seems like you're going to be encountering both about equal amount.
I like my last big boss fight was a human, but there were plenty of demons in that level.
Gotcha.
I don't know what that searchlight is. And I'm afraid to find out.
I feel like you were in it a minute ago.
Well, okay.
Yeah, that thing is going to catch you, and all of a sudden it's going to be like 15 enemies.
Which has happened. Like, I've done in a situation where, like, someone has blown a horn, and a shitload of enemies showed up. Well!
Oh, yep. It happened!
Let's see what happens.
Oh, now it's a yokai zone.
Oh! Go off, King.
Oh shit, what was that?
Oh, they're shooting demons at you.
And also, apparently, every demon knows where I am right now, which
great,
is.
Great.
Yeah, because they can see you. Oh, man.
Nope. Yeah, like I said, more than
that's
one
punishing.
Character.
That's definitely punishing.
Hmm. Let's give it another try. Let's go down a different path this time.
Yeah.
I'm going to call those forfeit and upload my old save file when I get home. Right. Yep. Dog howl. That's what caused the problem. Oop.
Oh.
Thank you. honestly, dude, this game looks really cool. I'm not probably not gonna play more of it, but it's making me want to play Soul Calibur. Like, I really want to play Soul Calibur right now.
It makes me want to play Ninja Gaiden.
I can see that.
And like, I kind of, now that it's on Game Pass, I might actually go home and download Ninja Gaiden 2 again. Just play through that again. It's not that this game is bad. It's just that the power fantasy it delivers is super cool, just not quite a power fantasy.
Yeah.
And I saw Heather Alexandra on Twitter saying, like, this is the best battle system she's ever seen. Which I think I could actually probably agree with. It's probably up there in terms of great battle systems. I'm going to close that loop and figure out what else was up there before I knock that guy down.
Knock him down.
And like, you can do some, there's a lot of progress markers of like, the yokai that are in silhouettes are not going to come back if you kill them. Enemies who are named usually don't come back. So like, if you might have meet a guy that's like Saito Yoshatsu or something like that, he, when it says he kills you, it'll give you his name, but if they have dialogue after they die, they're probably not coming back either.
Jay Chicago here asks, do you lose items / currency when you die? Yeah.
You do, like souls, if you die while your corpse is still out there, you will not get that back. You can summon it back, and there's the odd chance. Like, I think I have an equipment now that give me an 18% chance for it to just come back upon respawn. But more often than not, it'll just not come back, and you're screwed. One of the keys to these kinds of games is just making peace with that. You will not get it back every run. Sometimes I have rage quit because, like, I have an easy run to the boss, and it will come back to you as soon as you get into the boss room. But for the... I will die right before it, and I'll be like, fuck it, I'm done.
This guy with a long sword.
And long swords use up more stamina.
Boom.
So he...
This guy staggered?
Gets staggered more easily.
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently there is no other path besides that forest path. So we're going to do the dumb thing.
Wasted Bandwidth asks, how's the level design been?
Not as... If you can... I hate to harp on the Souls comparison. But From Software is just better at it. And better at level design. And that sucks.
That seems to be like their shining, like what they're best at.
And this game does have a lot of things over From Software games. But level design is not one of them. So it's a lot of very neat things.
Are there like shortcuts and stuff that you're
unlocking? Yes, there are, but they're all like obvious or they're not... Either too obvious or, like, I open a shortcut and I'm like, I don't know where this just came from.
Gotcha.
Did no one follow me? No, they did not. Cool. That is one of the things I loved learning about solo games from speedruns is that it turns out if you just break them, like, if you just run through, it's just fine. No one's going to do shit.
What's this person doing? I like shit. This. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I like that this guy's idle animation is just him, like, being a blacksmith.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if an enemy is standing there, it's a trap.
That's great. Is he still... Yep, yeah. He's still doing his thing.
I don't want to deal with you.
That blunderblust, or blunderbust, or whatever
she
it's called.
She reacted to that way faster than I thought she would. Okay.
Went from 0 to 100 real quick.
So, I saw, I think it was Polygon today, had a thing saying, this game is really more of a puzzle game than a combat game. Which I think I can agree with. It's a lot about figuring out enemies. The first time I fought a Yanenbot, it was a fucking scariest experience because I had no idea what they were about. That time, not so bad. Because I fought 50 of them.
Yeah, and so you already know like the solution to this issue.
Yeah.
Whoa, what was that?
Someone saw me.
Underneath? Yeah, there's like a guy in the ground.
Oh, that's like.
And I don't know if that was like a glitch, if he's clipping through or what.
No, this thing right here is a...
Oh.
Tsukama.
Oh.
So it's a corrupted Kodama, which are the good little green things in the game. You can greet them and then offer them an item and they will give you an item that's usually better of similar rarity. So it's a good way to launder stuff you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So if I get, say, a bunch of strength items, I don't have a strength build, so I'll just give that to him, and he'll give me, like, a ninja item in comparison.
Mm.
Hi. You look like you know what you're doing.
Yeah, this person looks committed. Like, they had the right stance and everything.
High ground actually matters an extreme amount in this game.
Really?
Yes. I do not fight anything on hills or stairs if I can help it.
And there's that shortcut for you.
Yeah.
So I see what you're saying. Like, that is interesting. Oh, I need to stop touching my face.
These are the scariest dudes to me.
Like, not dudes that are just sitting down?
Yeah, dudes that I have no idea what they're up to.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it seem like it's so easy to go up there and backstab them, which makes me wonder, like, why do they want me to do that? By the way, there's no actual backstab like Dark Souls in this game.
No.
You can earn one through ninjutsu skills, and I just haven't gone down that path yet. Hi.
Oh, you took care of him.
Okay, so it was an archer that was supposed to get me up here. That's the thing. So it's a lot of figuring out, like, again, it's the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where did they want me to fight this guy? And there's a lot of alternate paths in this game, but I will say for the level design, that you can sneak around stronger enemies, or you can get by two enemies that are no longer a problem because of the path you took.
Them reflexes. These are real gamer hours, y'all. Real gamer hours.
So this is an example of an AR partner. So I have 63 cups because I've had this game pre-release, and now that it's out, people are just using my summons. So let's bring in Dang Dang. Every single person I've summoned has been a woman.
Dang Dang. Is that just because people are creating women characters?
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
I don't know, but whatever it is, I don't like it. Oh my god! What is it? That makes me so uncomfortable.
Dang Dang, do your thing. Dang Dang Wong!
Oh, Dang Dang! Wow.
God, there's so many faces! Fuck this!
Holy shit!
It shot light out of its mouth!
I don't like this.
Dang Dang's dead!
No, Dang Dang's still alive, just...
Right,
now Dang Dang's dead.
I hate it. I hate the enemy design. Oh, no, it's not dead.
Nope, it's got quite a bit of life left.
Oh, I hate when they go this direction.
Yeah, no, if you, like, it does a really good job of evoking Japanese horror.
Yeah, anything that is just like limbs and stuff just like smashed together and they just give it a heart and let it live. Oh, that's why I didn't watch Demon Centipede.
Oh, they just left ice on the grass. I don't have enough to turn yokai. That's a weird jump. Like, that feels like
it's not natural.
Okay. So that one died.
Yeah, that was something. That stressed me out a lot. I did not like
I did not like looking at that thing.
I did not like it at all. I just hate when things move weird ways.
Alright. Let's go a little bit further. We'll go to our next death, I guess.
R.I.P. Dang Dang.
Dang Dang did the... If Dang Dang did not show me what that thing could do, which is honestly...
Yeah,
one
no,
of the
Dang
benefits,
Dang did her dang job.
All right. What was the thing I was going to do? Alright, we'll just go to the level up screen and, like, show. But, like, it'll... Dark Souls will, like... really obfuscate certain things.
Mm-hmm.
This game will just straight up tell you
just
affects
everything.
Your life and also resistance to poison paralysis.
Yeah.
Weapon, if this affects sword and bow. Stuff like that.
Do you prefer this way over the way Dark Souls will do it?
I mean, Dark Souls is not hard to figure out, mm-hmm. but it's cool that it gives you an upper hand because, like, honestly, being doing it in a review period, if I didn't know that this affected, like, dual swords, maybe I wouldn't use it.
Yeah.
Like, put so many points into it.
Mm-hmm.
I bet.
All right, we're probably going to wrap up soon because we've got another thing to record after this. Because it's a long day. And after this, we are starting working from home. If you missed it, if you're watching live, you missed the news. Kind of funny. Working from home for the next, I guess, week or two. Maybe longer. We'll see. In the midst of this pandemic.
I was on the bus the other day and there was no one. Like, literally a bus that is usually full. There was just nobody.
Yeah, I went to Square Pie Guys yesterday and usually it's like packed. And yesterday I was like, man, I should not be here because apparently everybody else got the memo and I'm just here being an idiot eating pizza with my hands.
I feel like if you're there on your own.
Yeah, and that's also the thing.
Then you're set golden.
Yeah.
I was talking to a friend from IGN the other day. They shut down not because anyone at IGN had coronavirus, but because a local lunch spot did.
Oh.
So there was a big, like, not a big chance, but a chance that somebody from IGN went there and got lunch.
Which one?
I don't remember. I don't think that I recall them telling me.
Our favorite little burrito spot around there closed. Broke my heart.
That
unrelated to Corona.
There also used to be a good pizza place back there that I like.
Across the street?
Yeah.
I didn't like that spot very much.
A lot of people tell me they didn't. Oh, what?
It's just because they got rid of. That used to be a coffee shop. And right next to it, there used to be a sandwich shop. It was amazing. Amazing.
Mm hmm. What?
Oh, that guy. So this is a yokai zone, right?
This is not.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Okay, these guys are just powerful
following me. Okay.
You got a couple of them, huh? Oh, it's a Cyclops.
Yep. This is not a good situation.
You're nailing it, though. We all believe in you. Oh, your life's running really low.
See, we're gonna see how this combat encounter goes, and then we'll call it a day.
Okay.
So this is your one shot. You had one shot to make it right. However, the Eminem song goes.
You don't know the song?
I do know the songs. I don't know the intro. If I had one shot, would you to take
one moment?
One moment. To take advantage, would you?
No, that makes
that sounds real creepy.
That does sound creepy, but it's Eminem, so you know you never know what you're gonna get. I knew the actual lyrics. I'm like, yeah, the palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on a sweater already. Mom's spaghetti.
We all get it. We all know that line.
Would you capture it or just let it slip? Thank you. Would you take advantage? Oh.
Yeah!
Yeah! Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another kind of funny first impressions. Imran, where can people follow you on Twitter if they wanted to find you?
They can follow me at Imran, ZOMG.
ZOMG. And of course, I've been your host, Blessing, at Yo-Yo. I'm on Twitter at Blessing Jr. It's at Blessing JR. Remember, you can watch Kind of Funny First Impressions live right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames or listen later on podcast services around the globe on the Kind of Funny First Impressions feed or watch the video, the VOD, on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. I've been Blessing. That's been Imran. Till next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.